Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Love is beautiful. God created us to love and to be loved. God is love, and He shows us through Jesus how love serves, is patient, kind, and considers others more than ourselves. But with these selfish, sinful hearts, insatiable desires, and materialistic expectations, it quickly can turn unhealthy as we try to satisfy our cravings. Those cravings end up being more about lust than love. And there is a big difference. When we lust after something, we crave it deeply. And that self-indulging desire is strong, but will never be fully satisfied if it's more about feeding our flesh than feeding our spirit. We always want more. We crave more. More knowledge, more power, more attention, more dessert, more stuff, more things we love, and we are never satisfied. Lust and love are complete opposites, and we need to be able to recognize the difference. It's a heart issue. Jesus said, "Hey, even if you look at a woman and lust for her, you've already committed adultery in your heart." It's the same thing for money. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. Not money itself, and not that having it is a bad thing. It's that lust for it and the craving for fortune, power, and position. We are tempted at every turn, and our flesh longs to be satisfied. If we look anywhere for love and fulfillment other than the God who created us and loves us most, we will always come up empty, wanting more. William Shakespeare once said, "The eyes are the window to your soul." I relate that to going to the mall, right? I can go to the mall not needing one thing. Then I start looking and seeing all that is available and shiny and new and possibly even on sale. How quickly my desires kick in. My eyes are seeing these beautiful things and my mind takes it in and in turn shifts it to a heart desire. And in a moment, I crave what I do not have and I want it. King David did the same thing. 2 Samuel 11:2. One evening, David got up from his bed and walked around on the roof of the palace. From the roof, he saw a woman bathing. The woman was very beautiful. David, Israel's greatest king, the anointed shepherd, the man after God's own heart, looked with his eyes. He saw something he wanted that wasn't his to have. His heart began to crave and lust after Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah. David should have looked away, but he didn't. That night changed everything. He made a choice walking around on his roof that night that led him down a dark road full of deceit, adultery, murder, deep loss, and heartache. It wasn't love, it was lust. God showed grace and mercy to David, and today we can learn from his story. Sin is never satisfied, and in your life there may be something or someone your eyes are locked onto or a pattern of sin that you need to look away from, run away from. Only when we crave and seek righteousness and the good things of God are we filled fully satisfied. That's the truth. David later wrote in Psalm 107:9, "For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things." David learned you don't go looking for love in places where it's not. Keep your eyes first on Jesus, and I guarantee all the rest that you're looking for to satisfy and fill your heart and life will come. Joy, peace, and most definitely love. I'm Lori Klein.